Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm not the asshole. You're the asshole.
And they asked what the show is about, and they said he talks about nothing. It's an LA-based, gayer, narcissistic version of Seinfeld, which I think is very accurate. Jeff,
they were so respectful, so loving, so not a chump.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Tracy Tudor and Joey Zauzig join the show. We talk about my latest flipping out moment, plus we determine what's chic and chat about all things dating. Well, this morning I had, unfortunately, a little regression. Shane, you witnessed it.
Yeah.
I had a stage one, like old school flipping out meltdown this morning in my house. So Toby, my puppy, who's now 7 months old, and I don't blame Toby because we're still training him. What I do blame are the people that work at my home.
But
Toby goes into Monroe's room. He will get on her bed. He will take her stuffed animals and he will mutilate them. Last week when we were in New York, someone left her room door open. He went in and took one of her favorite stuffed animals. That stuffed animal is now at the tailor. We're trying to put it back together.
Oh no.
The tailor?
Yeah. They're trying to like stuff it and then like resew it back together.
Is it like a rare stuffed animal that we can't buy like another one of?
It's like one of her OG ones that's been around since she was
It's like a blankie.
Yeah. So we have those. We have a lot of those.
She's very
emotionally connected to these.
What are those guys that stuff the real animals? Maybe you should take them.
A taxidermist.
Okay, that would be a good plan B if the tailor can't put it back together.
Yeah, that's a good that's
So this great, morning, yeah. I come out of my bedroom. I'm ready to go. Jeff, bad news. And I'm like, what's going on? Toby went into Monroe's room and got one of the stuffed animals. And I said, why would that happen? How could that happen? The door should be closed, right? So how would Toby get in there if the door's closed? I didn't leave it open. I said, and so she showed me Luda. Luda is the stuffed animal who's been mutilated. He has no eyes.
Luda? Where's she from?
Luda Monster. Luda Monster by Jellycat. The reason I know that is we just ordered him just now. He'll be here tomorrow before Monroe comes back from Daddy Gage's. But the reason she's like, I didn't do it. And I said, well, here's the thing. I understand that maybe you didn't leave the door open. But why is the door open now? When you know he goes in there and he tears up the animals, why is the door still open?
It was still open when she told him this. That's why he lost his shit.
Well, I thought Jellycat were dog toys. I thought they were. Maybe that's why he like got confused.
It's a little confusing.
It's a little confusing because I didn't always buy Jellycat.
Why do you let your dog upstairs?
Oh my God, he's not supposed to be there. That's the point.
Well, what
so
about
you know
a
that I don't even, you know how crazy we are and you know Eric can be quite scary when he's training the dogs. We don't even have a gate at the stairs. They don't even think of going up the stairs.
He's allowed to go upstairs.
No.
He's allowed to go upstairs. I have to close my closet.
No.
Door, because he takes my shoes.
Does he go on the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, you
don't
are really
sleep with
blowing
your dog.
It.
I sleep with
no,
my dog.
No, he doesn't sleep there all night.
Oh, I sleep with my dogs every night.
No.
Is that bad?
My dogs are happy, well-adjusted, walked, and cute, and they don't go upstairs, chew toys, lay in the bed, or anything.
Wow. Huh. Wow.
You're a tight ship over there. Where do they sleep, then?
They have their area.
Downstairs.
Their area downstairs, and they
I
love
saw it.
It
was nice.
Now, they love their bed so much, it's open, and they just wander in there when they're done for the day.
Well, Toby has, well, it's the other thing, too, that made me mad. I have these two Hermes blankets. That are on my sofa. One has been chewed. And I said, Aurora, I said, the reason that Toby's going to school today is that I do not trust him here with you because you leave him unattended. I said, if you're upstairs cleaning, you take him with you or put him in his crate. Mm. Don't leave him unattended.
Yeah, they have to be on a leash.
I'm like, how much shit does he have to tear up of mine before we all learn? And here's the thing. Like, just say, I'm sorry, I'll be careful, whatever. But no, I didn't do it. I didn't leave the door open. And I said, I understand that maybe you didn't initially leave the door open, but we all need to make sure that that door stays closed because it's the first thing he goes. He runs up to her room and grabs one of her stuffed animals. Mm. It's just, I don't blame the dog. I don't blame the dog. But I don't want to have to tell her because she's going to lose her shit. So hopefully that Luda will be here by tomorrow.
It's supposed to be.
Okay. Do you give the dog stuffed animals as toys?
I buy him dog toys, which look like her. I get it. Her stuffed animals look like dog toys. That's why. Here's the thing, Tracy. Just leave the door closed. Just leave the door closed. That's all you have to do. Mm. Right.
Or just get the dog a bone.
So sometimes I'm always like reminded that Monroe is definitely my kid because she will say things that are so rude and like. Out of line. And what you were so nice to her last night. What did you say?
So I'm sitting at my computer, and she comes and sits on my lap, and she's like, and so I'm like, Monroe, are you so excited for the last day of school tomorrow? She's like, are you so excited for your last day of work tomorrow? It's like, bitch, where am I going?
She's putting you on edge.
Yeah. But then she was softer about it. I was like, that's so rude. She was like, you know, like if you're going to want to go on a vacation, like if you're, I was like, no, that's not what you meant.
Oh,
you're firing me.
Now, were you able to get the rocks out of your pool at the Cinco de Mayo party? You did?
Yeah. Monroe was having a blast with who else? That other kid, Bray.
Yeah.
My friend Roxy's daughter.
There was a lot of rocks in your pool, and I felt very bad about
it. My pool guy was not thrilled. He's like, why are there so many rocks in the pool? And I'm like, Arturo, it's a problem. You're going to have to get them out. We had a party.
Did you drain the pool? Because you said you were going to drain the pool.
Yeah, we're working on it right now. So we had to redo all the tile and drop the skimmer. So, I mean, and I'm still stuck with that shithole of a garage in my backyard, just demoed on hold.
So Monroe, Lisa said, there's rocks in the pool. And I went out there and I went out in the backyard and I said, did you do this? Why are there 5 rocks in the pool? It was an accident. I said, it is not an accident. It was not an accident at all. I said, you are not to throw rocks in the pool. And then I brought up you. I said, do you remember Tracy Tudor went to her house and you put 200 rocks in her pool? I said, well, Daddy probably has to pay for that. And I'm going to see her tomorrow. And I said, she's probably going to hit me with a bill. And I said, if I get a bill, I'm taking that money out of your ATM bank and I'm going to pay for it with your money. So guess what she did? So I'm in the living room. We're talking. And all of a sudden, I can hear her in her playroom. Withdrawing the money.
No, she is not.
Withdrawing the money from the ATM machine so I can't get it.
She was hiding the money.
She was hiding the money.
Wow, that's smart. Hide the money overseas. Put it in a foreign account.
I know. Within minutes, she's like, oh, I'm gonna move that money. I'm going to move that money.
She knew the IRS was coming.
Oh, my God. She's good.
But here's the thing.
She is your daughter.
I'm smarter. Yeah. I already know. I would check Gabby's dollhouse because that's probably where she'd put it.
Yeah. No, she puts all her stuff is in the kitchen underneath in the cabinet. All the good stuff's in there.
Her little jewelry.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Will you charge extra? Because I feel like I need to pay for that.
No, it's fine.
I had no idea. I'm like, oh, those kids are having so much fun for like an hour. And when I walked up your pool, I mean, there were 200 rocks in there, Joey.
Yeah.
Just by the
some
handful.
Pebble.
Yeah, but what?
Gravel.
Don't you just use a like skimmer and get them out? Like, what's
it's
the
fine.
It doesn't cost more than $30.
No, he was.
Did
was
you
fine.
Skim it yourself, Tracy?
Hell no.
Okay.
I didn't even know they were in there.
You know.
Are you watching Selling Sunset?
No.
Of course.
How dare you?
Just started the new season. I mean, it is amazing. Like, you have to watch it.
Really?
It
what's going on now?
It's just ridiculous. Like, they have these brokers open, right? And they're all in gowns.
Gowns.
Right?
It's and like, there was like...
They're not in gowns. They're in corsets and thongs. What are you talking about? With a vagina bag.
I mean, the way
remember
they
the
dress...
Remember the girl with the vagina bag?
For a broker's open...
They're all just trying a little too... I don't really care. I'm just going to say it. They're all trying a little too hard.
Agreed.
And they're not really trying to be real estate agents or selling houses.
But it's not
houses.
A real estate show.
She's like, how much did you
fun.
Sell your first year? She's like, I sold like $9 million. She's like... I sold $20 million my first year. I was like, no, you didn't. And then they're talking about like their billionaire, like my client, a billionaire. And they all have these billionaire clients, but you never actually see the billionaire clients.
No.
So, Tracy, you would laugh because they never talk about real estate.
No.
There's no negotiating. There's no offers. There's no escrows.
Where are the offers?
There's nothing.
Where's
there's
the
no
escrow?
Clients. It's just the girls.
They're
like
dating
nine
and
girls.
Fighting.
Would you ever do Selling Sunset if you got offered?
No.
Never?
No.
I mean,
it's
they're
not my
hot
wheelhouse.
Girls. They're hot girls, though.
You would fit right
in. I could be their mother.
Well, you don't look like it, honey.
No, but you wouldn't even. It's just so absurd.
It's absurd.
But it's not a real estate show. It's like a soapy, campy sort of reality show.
Well, it's
about
giving, like,
chicks.
It's not even reality.
No.
I miss Christine Quinn on it, you know?
She's so great.
She was our girl.
She I love her so much, and I think that, you know,
she's
now
a
the
boss.
Show just can't.
She's the nicest.
She's the nicest person ever. I love her.
Well, not on that show. And she didn't get along with anybody. But
okay, she's an actress.
How much
I didn't really on my
how
show
How much
either.
Do you hate Davina?
Dumpy Davina. That's what we That's what we call her. Dumpy D.
Is she why is she not as cute as the other ones or
no,
something?
No, but her personality makes her not cute.
I'm like, hello, wake up, have an espresso martini or something. She's like, has this old daddy who's like, had this $110 million house. You're never going to sell this, Dumpy D. And like, it was just kind of
I think
of
she's
pathetic.
At my company.
Oh, God.
No.
I read that she left. I mean, I saw it on TikTok.
She's not at the Oppenheim group anymore. I think she's at our company somehow.
As long as she's off my TV.
Because I was showing Christine some stuff and I
Christine?
Think Davina,
Christine's in the market?
Christine Quinn?
Yeah, I'm selling her house.
It's just funny that she can't sell her own house.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't want to.
Yeah, want to get a real estate license.
They're moving to Paris.
She does have a real estate license.
I'm
kidding. It's in CLS.
They're moving to Paris?
Yeah, she's moving to Paris.
God, she's got a good life.
Yeah, she's living the dream.
I thought she moved to Paris 5 months ago, or was that
well,
just
well, she's
like
always like back and forth, but.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that show, you got to watch it. Just a couple episodes.
You know, her license plate is CEOH, like CEO, but I don't know if it's like CEO.
Christine's
but...
is?
Yes.
Oh, God.
A yellow Lambo, it's CEOH, like CEO, obviously.
So what is this? I keep seeing all of these Instagram posts, Joey, of you using. Nature's Ozempic,
honey. Berberine.
Let's discuss this because I'm confused. This like came up on TikTok and
yes.
Like,
what are you on? You're on Mounjaro.
I'm not on.
Ozempic's
I'm not
Ozempic.
On it anymore.
Oh,
I was
off.
Only on it for like 8 weeks.
Well, how do you maintain it then?
I don't know. I just
you just have to have self control, honey.
I'm just starving.
It's the Celsius.
Megan went off.
No,
of it.
I legitimately I don't want to lose any more weight.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
You
I
look
just
good.
Stopped.
You look like you're eating again.
I ate a quarter of a bagel.
Yeah,
you did. I witnessed that.
You must be so full.
I'm stuffed. Starving stuffed.
Stuffed.
That cream cheese is real good, though.
It is good. That
I wanted it so bad, but the berberine, I know if I eat it, I'm
going
to get
it's
sick.
It's called berberine. And so, what is it, a pill?
It's a pill. It basically just makes you shit yourself. And basically, like, if you have a bite of anything, you're going to be going to the bathroom. Like, yesterday, I had a coffee on an empty stomach with two berberine pills, which is 1,000 milligrams. And I had to stop at a coffee bean and just basically bang on the door.
It makes you nauseous?
I was about, well, because I thought it was a fart. It was not a fart. Let me
oh,
just say
you were going to shart.
It was a shart. And it's because of the berberine.
Coffee
but you know,
bean on Sunset?
Coffee
yeah.
bean
oh,
on
it's
Sunset.
You were so close to your house.
I don't have a house anymore. I'm living at Chateau, and like they're already about to kick us out. So I need to just lessen the time that I couldn't have made it to my room. I couldn't have dealt with the valet. Mm. So it was like a emergency situation.
But the problem is at Coffee Bean, they have one bathroom. There's always a line. There's someone camped out in there.
Ooh. I was like, move, bitch! Like I had to get everyone. Like there wasn't anyone. Like I
you got lucky.
Yeah.
So wait, are you on it because you want to drop 5 pounds?
I'm on it because I want to be like healthier. Like I just think I want to feel like I want to feel more like I digest. Like I'm always farting. I just want to feel like my gut is clean. Like I think Brian's about to like he's just getting annoyed. So I just wanted.
Why don't you have a colonic?
Ugh, I hate them. It doesn't work for me. And then I don't know. It's so boring. Like you sit there. I need something fast and easy.
Joey wants something exciting, like shitting his pants on Sunset.
Yeah, it's a good story. And like, I don't know. It's just, it's better than doing the Ozempic. And yeah, I wanted to see if I could have self-control because people don't know I could eat. Like I could have a whole pizza, 5 cheesy gordita crunches, 2 Crunchwrap Supremes.
I love
Chinese
Crunchwrap Supreme.
The Crunchwrap Supreme.
Taco Bell, shout
Taco
out.
Taco Bell. So
sponsor.
Joey, have you ever been to LA Buns on Santa Monica?
No, but I'm sure you have. What is it?
No, it's a hamburger like stand.
Is it good?
It's the really best. Good.
Oh, but I was really? I drive by it all the time.
It is
wait,
really good.
You
get
do?
The cheeseburger with the fries with the ranch.
No way.
It is so good, Tracy.
With the ranch?
The ranch is.
I'm
the
like
ranch
a kid.
Is
you guys
everything.
Don't know.
The ranch is so good.
I mean, we're all just fat girls.
Look at us. I'm literally like
we
about to
split.
I'm like, so excited.
So it doesn't curb your appetite then? Because you feel hungry.
It does, because you just feel sick. So you don't
like
really want to eat.
You start
like,
shitting. You can't.
You'll start shitting. So you know that you're like, okay, I can't really do this because it's not going to be pretty, honey. It's not going to be pretty.
So what about just, drinking? Can you drink?
You get a little heartburn and your head hurts, but other than that, it's fine.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But it's a dandelion. I had 3 martinis last night, and I didn't have any symptoms.
Three martinis.
So you can drink, but you just can't put any food in your stomach.
Yeah. I did have caviar, oysters, a burger, steak, and fries and guacamole. Oh,
but you had all of that?
I really did. Why do you think my face is so puffy today?
So did you get sick after?
No, but this morning, woof, it was all like, it finally settled. I went to the gym at 6 a.m. and then afterwards, it was just, it wasn't pretty. Again, I made it home though.
Okay. Stop!
Come on!
You didn't have all that when you were on Ozempic.
No, Mounjaro.
Mounjaro.
No, not at all. The only thing I could not do was drink, which projectile vomit.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I had more than two glasses of wine. I was shooting the show, actually, and we were shooting the finale, and I had taken the shot like maybe a week before. And so one night we stayed in and we had dinner. I had probably 3 glasses of wine, mm-hmm. maybe smoked a little hooch after, went to bed, woke up, was unwell.
Wow.
Like so unwell. Oh, we had to film and I had to put on a big costume. And they keep
costume.
Oh, it was a whole thing. It was like a theme. And so I'm up at the set and there's 400 people there, all fans of the show. And they're all they want to do is talk. And I am so ill. So I keep going to the trailer and like hiding in there. And then the production team's like calling me out. Long story short, they called me out. They're like, one more scene. So I'm doing like I'm talking to a client and she asked me a question and I just cover my mouth and I turn around and it's like,
no,
it was so intense.
Oh my God.
I was all the way out. Like I must've run like 200 feet throwing up the entire way. The whole party like stops.
No.
Everybody's like, they're like, what's wrong with her? Like I'm like super ill. Eric's like, throw up all over. It was.
Oh, you threw up on Eric.
It was
a
tragedy.
Red wine bomb.
It was like.
We have audio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, intense. Yeah,
was that all filmed?
Yeah. They.
Was your mic on? Talk about a hot mic moment.
They cut that out.
Oh. Okay. Oh, probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's not really
not
on brand. Not really on brand.
No.
But it wasn't like a hangover. It was like legitimately from the shot.
From the Mounjaro.
Can I ask you real quick about Million Dollar Listing? Do you every one of these deals that we see has happened?
100%.
Okay.
So every single one.
Fact check, it closed.
Well, as far as my deals go, I can't speak to Altman's and
right.
Flags.
But we know they do deals.
Yeah,
we know they don't have
absolutely.
To. Absolutely. Yeah. I was just curious. Now, your fake marriage, you got married on, it was April 21st.
Yep.
Did you register?
We're working on it. We're renovating a house, Jeff Lewis. Give us like some time, but we're starting to.
You no. really should move into that rental that we told you about, that Curson house. It's gorgeous.
You never told me about a Curson house rental,
it
did you?
It's so gorgeous. These two gay guys
in
South Africa. I can hook you up, but he needs to rent it.
Okay, I'll figure it out. That'd be great. I do love living at the chateau right now. It just gives me like
that's like cute for like 3 weeks.
But only for like 3 weeks, and I'm getting over it. So I'm only using
you
Tracy
need to
Tudor.
See it.
But okay, so let me ask you, your house is down to the studs now?
It's about to be down to the studs on Monday. We start demo.
Okay, so you're going to be out of that house for a long time.
Probably 2 years, Jeff.
Whoa.
2 years?
No, you think?
We're doing a $2 million renovation, a pool, a guest house,
oh, yeah.
ADU.
2 years.
Oh, yeah, 2 years.
Landscaping.
Especially in the hills.
New
get
doors, new windows.
Permits. Oh, yeah, you're out of there for 2 years.
Permits.
You got to pull permits.
Just to build
who's
the
your
inside.
Contractor?
Well, yeah, he was telling me about that, but I wasn't listening because I was like, I'd permit seem like they're just going to be.
No, you
shitting.
Need
no, here's the thing.
To permit.
You're going to be permitting the ADU, and you're going to be permitting the pool, right? The inspector's going to come out, and he's going to see all the work that's happening on the inside of the house, and he's going to say, where's your permits?
Inspector.
What do you think? What is wrong with you?
Are you serious?
What?
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required. Can we play a game in the meantime?
We sure can.
Okay, it's called Chic or Bleak. We are so lucky to be in the presence of two style icons today. So we're going to give you, I'm going to have a list you 12 trends. Okay. You tell me, are they chic or are they bleak?
That
they
is
out?
The chicest.
All right, wearing your blazer over your shoulder.
I mean, let's not do this again.
I think it's bleak.
I think it's chic.
Okay.
It's very chic.
Sorry, Shane. I love you, but...
Jeffrey Dahmer-inspired glasses. Chic or bleak?
Bleak.
Bleak.
Oh, okay. So we're out. Gone.
Yeah, it's done.
Yes.
Okay. Ozempic.
Chic.
A little bleak.
I think it's right in between, but if you want to do it, it's your choice. It's your body, honey.
I agree.
I want to make that a point, by the way. Like, no one can get on anyone if they're doing something like that. It's your body. It's your choice.
We're just playing a game.
If I want to shit my pants, I'll shit my pants. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you. Okay.
Cross-body bags.
I think chic.
Bleak.
Oh, okay.
That is the chicest.
What men that paint their nails.
Bleak.
Very bleak.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Jameson.
You did them on purpose.
The Little Mermaid.
Oh, chic.
Okay.
That is the chicest.
Shortening your words like sush, instead of relationship, relash.
Ugh, bleak.
Okay. Sorry, Shane.
Oof, bleak.
G-wagons.
Chic.
It's very chic.
Skinny jeans.
Bleak.
Bleak.
Okay. Equinox.
Oof, bleak.
I think it's chic.
Oof.
Actually, I guess maybe not anymore.
Ugh, it's like sweaty and dirty.
Crop tops.
Chic.
It's very chic.
Beverly Hills Post Office.
Hovering around bleak.
Never been.
All right. Thank you for playing Chic or Bleak.
That is the chicest.
Speaking of Little Mermaid, you posted that you saw it and that you rated it 10 out of 10 and you cried.
I cried.
Oh my God, I
need
to see
it. Well, only
when
like the dad comes up and then there's like the whole people and I just started bawling. I come off a really long weekend and I was emotionally drained and a little hungover, so maybe that's why, but it was still like cute. It was a cute story. There's a lot of learning lessons in the movie.
I love that movie.
There are? What are the learning lessons?
Just to always follow your dreams and to be who you are and to not let anyone, you know, hold you back on like the things you want to do, and that it is possible to create a dream life for yourself that you've always seen. And that's kind of the whole thing. So for kids to see that, I think is important.
You got all of that out of a Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
You didn't think it was too long?
Oh, I didn't think it was too long at all. And I was like, I did fall asleep. And Brian had to push me because I started snoring, but it's because I had a long weekend. But
it's in the theater, right? I'm going. I am so there.
It's so
there.
Funny. There's a little French restaurant in the farmer's market at the Grove. I know. It's called Monsieur Marcel, and it's like a sit-down restaurant. Yeah. It's so delicious, and it's like, if you don't want to go like somewhere where it's sceney, and it's great.
We did Century City.
Yeah.
Monroe and I. Javier's after.
Did you like it?
The movie?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Oh my God.
Did Monroe?
Yeah, she saw it twice.
Why didn't you like it?
It's too long.
It's only like an hour and 30 minutes. Pretty standard.
No, Krista, she texted me yesterday. She bought the Ariel costume for Halloween. But she's worried she doesn't want people to call her like blackface. But I'm like, it's not black. She goes, because the character is black. I said, I know, but you're not going to.
As long as she does not paint her face black,
that's what I
said. That she's doing.
She goes, I'm going to do a spray tan. I said, but that's different than blackface.
Well, it depends on.
Well,
how she
I don't
does
know.
It.
I could do a spray tan sometimes, and it gets almost offensive. I have to be a little chub. I'm doing a spray tan today, and I'm like,
I'm for sure spray tan. I like to be dark.
You have to be careful because you get into blackface territory.
Well, you and Halloween shouldn't be talking.
Agreed. No, I know. I want to be very careful this year.
I think a dark spray tan during Halloween is borderline probably not the best idea.
Okay, I'll tell her that.
She spent
$275. I should show you on the wig.
Is it trashy lingerie?
She hasn't bought the actual costume yet. She bought the wig. The wig is incredible for $300. Well, she goes all out on Halloween.
Well, what's the wig?
But she's going to do a spray tan, so she just has to be careful.
She's got to be careful.
Because she's Latina anyway.
Oh,
so but then she's going to do a darker spray tan.
Is she trying to look like Ariel black?
Ariel's black.
And it sounds like she's trying to
Yeah, Ariel's black.
It sounds like she's trying to look
I mean,
black.
I understand like wearing the outfit, though. You want to be a little spray tan.
I think the wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's all abs.
I don't think she'll have
Do you think Prince Eric was hot?
No.
Did you get a gay vibe from him?
I don't really think. Yes.
Me
too. I thought he was horrible. You know what it was for me when he was trying to like pretend to wake up and he was like, and I was like, you're giving gay and you're giving not that cute. And I was like, I don't know. It didn't do it for me.
Same.
Like, yeah.
No, were you disappointed that we didn't see more mermen? Because there's some hot mermen there in that. What is that? Where do they live?
Well, Brian was talking about
the ocean.
The ocean.
But what is their name of their city?
Town.
Their city.
I don't know
their
what
suburb.
It is. I don't know what it is.
Well, look it up.
Oh, okay.
BHPL?
Wait. Where were the mermen? I wanted to do like a merman like bulge. Like I would have loved to
see
that.
That's exactly what I was looking for. But guess what? We only saw the mermen at the very end when they're, and it was waist, remember they were in the water. It was,
wow.
All we could see was waist up.
All we could see is waist up.
No merdick.
And it was more like twink mermaids. It wasn't really giving like, yeah.
King Triton is the ruler of the merpeople of Atlantica. I didn't realize there was a place.
Atlantica.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Atlantica.
Now, are you going? You're going on a date.
I went on a date. Actually, it's so interesting. Joey and I are soul sisters, term I learned from that Mer People documentary, Sisters, because last night, him and I went to Marcel. Monsieur Marcel.
You did?
For a glass of wine. And then we went to see The Little Mermaid.
That's
and
a cute
I cried.
Date.
But not
at
together.
The end with the
dad.
Yeah,
I did not.
No, I didn't go with Joey. I'm saying
you totally saw
with...
him and ignored him. You pretend like you didn't see him.
You fake.
Look at you.
I had my hood on. I was a little hungover.
Holy shit. You should have at least said hi to him.
Wait, what day did you go?
I went yesterday. I went last night. Were you there last night?
No, I was there. But it would have been perfect.
My
friend Jake Arnold did the same thing. That's who told me about it. And he did the same thing. And I think it's now just a trickle effect.
It was sweet.
That's what the gays are doing. You get a glass of wine and then you go to
Mermaid. The gays are just going to fucking Monsieur Marcel.
And
I hope we get a free meal.
Jeff was right. It's all gay men. And I know that for two reasons. One, when the Nicole Kidman thing comes on, everyone cheers because gay men love that thing. And then
I think it's terrible.
I didn't cheer. I was like, how much is she getting paid for that?
Yeah,
like,
better be a lot.
It better be at least 50.
Two, after every number in the movie, the gays clapped.
Wow. Oh, I wasn't in that theater.
There was a lot of clapping.
How was the date?
I think I set the tone and it was
not
clapping.
Century City, it's less gay. We had a lot of gays in Century City, but nothing like the Grove.
Well, Brian started like humming and then he started to kind of like sing. And I was like, we're not going to be. Which is great. I want him to be himself, but like, let's wait till we get in the car.
You can be yourself at home.
Because once you start doing that, then people
not
start.
Were other people
the
singing along in the theater? I would.
No, thankfully 100%. Not. I was worried people would be.
I was worried.
People were not.
There was a little girl cute next to me. It was cute for a while, and then she started like kind of clapping a little bit, and she started singing. The mom had to kind of just, but it was really cute. I mean, it's a Little Mermaid. You have to.
You sure that wasn't Brian?
It could have been. Like I said, I was snoring at some part. So
you went on a date.
I did. It was a really nice date, too.
How many dates was this?
This is date number maybe 9 or 10.
I'm so happy for you.
You're dating.
You deserve
like that's a relationship.
Yeah.
In the gay world, you guys are basically close to marriage.
Why are you not telling us this? You're not.
Well,
because we don't
ask.
Well,
because you know you want to, one, two.
I think that's why.
You know, you want to make sure you're on the same page before kind of talking
and
about things.
Are you on the same
page?
We're
on the same page.
Are you Instagram official yet?
No.
Are you in love?
I'm not in love yet.
Oh my God! Did
you
guys
on the road?
Did you guys order similar things at the French restaurant? Like, did you get like a French onion soup with the cheese?
Well, we just
had wine. Very cheesy.
We just had wine, but he did.
You just had wine.
Yeah, because it was brief.
They're on Nature's Ozempic. They can't eat.
Oh well,
we didn't want to shit our pants at the AMC Grove.
Word.
But it's going well. Thank you. It's going well,
that's
and we're just
cute.
Moving in the
I'm
right
really
direction.
Happy for
Does
you.
Does he share your love for Hogwarts?
He's not a Disney gay, but he he loves music. He loves singing, so we have that in common. And
that's cute.
Do you guys sing together?
Not yet.
maybe soon.
You guys are going to start singing together.
But we cuddled the whole movie. It was very cute.
You did more than cuddly little
hug. You cuddled in the movie? Oh, you know, did you the reclining seats? Did
the reclining
you have that theater?
Seats.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you have the popcorn? You poked the hole.
The hole. No.
Your dick pops in the popcorn. He was jacking off the popcorn.
You guys, you've had sex or no?
Yes, Jeff, we have.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked.
And have there been sleepovers?
Not yet, actually.
No.
Oh.
No,
wait,
not yet.
Whoa.
Wow, so you have sex, but you don't
sleep. There's no...
Nine dates?
Well, he lived...
So have you guys been doing it in the Hyundai, or what's going on?
Does he live far away?
It's a long-distance relationship. He lives in Atwater, so it's a long-distance relationship.
But that's more excuse to sleep over, because you know, I don't want to drive half an hour home.
We're not, like, not... Why are you making faces?
You're not exclusive.
Sounds like a lot of car play.
Sounds like a lot of car play for me.
How do you have sex in a car?
We've been to each other's homes... It's not like I haven't seen his home.
But it's weird that he's like,
you kick him out after the night?
Yeah, what happens?
Yeah, we go home. I got to be at work early, you know? It's like.
So get up early.
So get up early. And hopefully so does he.
It's fine. We're good.
I don't know.
I don't like that he kicks you out.
Let's just check back in on like
I don't like
15
that he kicks you out. Why can't you stay at his house?
He's got a boyfriend.
Shouldn't you already be in a relationship?
He sure is.
He might be. Just saying.
I don't like this for you. Deserve someone that's going to be and let you stay in the bed. And they're going to go to work and they're going to be making you pancakes.
Do you leave or does he kind of insinuate that it's time to go?
It's both. But if I said to him, hey, it's important to me.
That means it's him.
If I said to him, it's important to me to stay over tonight, I have a very strong feeling he would say,
it's important,
of course.
But you shouldn't have to say
that.
Just bring your face wash and don't leave.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to leave.
And a toothbrush.
That's what I would
do. Break your face wash.
He's never kicked me out. I've never kicked him out. We just, neither one of us is, I guess, wanted to stay over at each other's place.
I think you need to invite him to stay. You should invite him to stay.
Like on a proper night.
Maybe
like a Saturday night.
Sure.
So this is your homework now. You have to invite him to stay. And if he doesn't, we got to revisit this next time.
Agreed.
Because otherwise, we have a problem. Sorry.
It's not happening.
This is our problem.
It's not happening.
You are on your way to being in love. Mm-hmm. On your way means you guys need to be spending the night together.
I get that.
So you guys haven't even had morning sex.
We have not had morning sex, Joey.
Can I ask, what time do you leave? Like, does it vary? Does it, I mean.
Like 11?
It's giving.
Do you at least shower before you leave, or no? You just get dressed and go.
I get dressed and I go.
Like you're getting like, you know, like the walk of shame.
Like the walk
That's
of shame.
So weird. Like at least stay and take
and
a
as
shower.
As I'm leaving, I have.
By the way, I wouldn't even go. They have to come to my house. I'd be like, you know, I don't even want to be in the position where I have to make the decision to get up and leave.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But with you guys, when you look like that, they'll drive from Atwater and they'll stay.
What if I kick them out?
Not if we don't want them to. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sorry. Doesn't seem like it's working out.
I'm sorry about it. I'm good.
You don't have to apologize.
You can't settle for a cuddle in the movie theater, honey. It ain't going to work out. It's not going to cut it for another 9 weeks.
I think we're both getting what we need. This communication is really good. And
I don't want you to make excuses for him anymore.
Stop covering up for him.
Stop covering up for him.
We're good.
What's his name?
I'm not saying.
What does it rhyme with?
We can call him Frank.
Frank.
It's the same Frank.
Hank. Well, you could have done a better name than that. It's not going to make us. We're not like really.
Convincing. It's like not easy.
That's not a hot. Yeah,
I don't want Frank to stay over. I would go home
Frank.
Too.
You people are impossible. You people are all impossible.
I'm just concerned.
We love you.
Me
we
too.
Just love you, and we want the best for you.
Thank you.
Frank is not the best for you.
Frank and I are good. We're very good. We're on a good path. We're good.
You should really be exploring it further. I'm just saying.
Okay. I think you should be exploring further.
I've received the information from everyone. Thank you for your concern.
We love you.
How often do you see Frank?
Well, that's the challenging part right now.
Oh my God. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, we see each other a few times a week.
That's the challenging part. It's Atwater.
Challenging. We both have very busy lives. So we're seeing each other at least once a week, sometimes twice a week.
What does he do? Ooh.
He works in marketing. It's fun. Listen, let me say.
So does everyone.
Let me say this.
Marketing is 24/7.
Let me say this. I get scared very easily. So slow is really good. It's a really good speed for me in the beginning. It's a very healthy, good speed for me.
Well, he once lives a week, far enough away.
Once a week means I'm dating other people or I have a boyfriend.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting his friends this weekend.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's positive news.
Okay. See, we turned it around.
And hopefully maybe you'll sleep over after.
I might sleep over because it's a Saturday night.
I think you have to have that conversation before, right?
No,
I would.
No, there's no conversation.
Then you can like show up with like maybe a little sleepover bag.
Yeah.
With your toothbrush and face wash.
No, two guys. You don't need like no sleepover bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
you have to pack a hoe bag.
Oh, I never packed a hoe bag,
well,
bitch.
Just
used all their shit.
Have it in the trunk.
Jameson, okay. I just want to say I'm happy for you, and I think you deserve it more than anybody, and I love you.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a nice way to button it up. But
if you're not sleeping over on Saturday.
We're going to
revisit.
We got
a Nixon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, also, Joey, you were on Instagram and you stated very publicly that if you were not in a relationship with Brian, you would hook up with a chump. Did you say that?
You guys are really paying attention. Yeah.
Okay. The question is, which chump, or are there multiple chumps that you would hook up with?
I don't know. You have to give me some names and I'll say yes or no. But probably.
Shane.
Yes.
Kian.
Yes.
Such a hoe.
Jameson.
Yes.
That is the chicest.
All right, so you would hook up with chumps then.
It sounds like you're just horned up. I mean, that's a lot of yeses.
You know, Brian, I'm good, but if I mean, you know, I never say no. I mean, I do now. I do now, but I'm like, you know, if I was single, I think if you're single, you need to go through a hoe phase.
Period. Totally agree.
If you don't go through a hoe phase, you're not going to be able to get over it. You need to just, you know, that's why. That's the weekend mantra this weekend is like, download the Tinder, download the Grindr, get fucked.
Happy Pride.
Oh,
happy Pride.
Yeah.
It's Pride. It's the first day of Pride.
Today is?
Yeah. Today is.
Oh, happy get Pride, Grindr. Biggies.
You're like the best ally. You even have a rainbow background. Tracy,
I do.
So,
what happened to Trey the intern?
Trey is still with us. He's now full time.
You're paying him now?
No, he's not an assistant. He's an agent.
So
he's showing property.
Commission only.
Commission only. I don't need another assistant. I pay enough people.
Cody is really great.
Now
Cody?
Shane slid into his
Cody
DMs.
Is amazing.
Trey did not get back to you, did he?
Okay, that's... Not
did
exactly
you slide
happened.
Into Trey's DMs?
No. He posted some
he's
fun.
He's kind of hot.
Super hot. He posted a story and I replied, obviously. And then there was, you know, it was like a
some
friendly,
banter.
But nothing.
I think you guys should go out.
Don't you have a date tonight?
Yeah.
With who?
Are you in love? Are you sleeping over? Are you bringing a bag? What's his name?
It's a first date, so none of the above.
Well, you can still go to his house and sleep over. Who knows?
No, not on a first date.
No, I'm
why not?
You know that's
so not how I've raised him.
Okay, well then, fine.
Yeah.
I would.
Not on a Thursday.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on SiriusXM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.